All right.
Okay.
This is
I'm recording.
Episode number 3 of the Blobcast.
Woohoo! This one's going to be a little bit different because we're not in the same room.
We're not even
this time.
In the same
city. That's impressive. This technology, it's crazy.
Yes. So, we hope this all works out.
So, if not, we've all wasted our time. Today, we are watching one of my personal favorites. It's always my deserted island movie that I take with me in the scenario is Basketball, because I always laugh at this movie.
It's a classic. And here's some baseball. One more time.
I hope we're got this synced up right.
As long as the recording's synced up, I think we should be okay.
That should be fine.
Right? If you,
I don't know. Yeah.
If you haven't seen Basketball, you need to see it.
Yeah, you need to see this movie. It's a really
Matt
good movie.
Stone,
written? No, it's not written by. It's just the Matt and Trey did not write this one, correct?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they did not write this.
Let's IMDb it.
Okay, it's from the directors of The Naked Gun. So, and then if you don't know who Matt and Trey Parker is, Matt Stone, Trey Parker,
unfriend
then
us.
Unfriend us. Don't talk to us
anymore.
They are the creators of South Park. Trey Parker is my man crush. Do you have a man crush,
several.
Jim? Like, who is, like, your go-gay? Your celebrity go-gay?
Mark Wahlberg is up there.
A lot of people say
and
Mark
Joseph
Wahlberg.
Gordon-Levitt is, no pun intended, but coming from behind to take the lead. I know.
That was terrible.
I know. Good old line dancing scene.
I wish that sports were like this. I'm not a big sports fan to begin with, okay? Like, I struggle at playing Madden. And so, like, I think that I would watch sports more if they had these little goofy, you know, dance numbers and scenes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's just ridiculous. If you're not watching, I'm sorry. We're not going to describe any scenes.
Nope.
But we will quote Silence of the Lambs.
We will the whole time.
I've also been a big fan of the line, it belongs in a museum lately, from Indiana Jones.
It belongs in a museum.
So, I really want to play basketball.
I do too. Are there, like, official rules? Like, is it a real game?
I'm
like,
sure
can you
could.
Actually
I mean,
play it, or is it
out a lot of the basic rules in the movie? I mean, if people can play Quidditch, why couldn't we play basketball?
I guess that's true.
I mean, let's be real here. A hockey player just chopped another player's head off with his stick. Sorry.
Classic gore. I mean, classic. And now they're doing the cross
inter-sport play.
You got football and baseball.
Football. Playing on baseball teams. In football gear.
I think that it would work out. I would love to see, like, all this stuff, like, really happened. Like, everything in here play out. One day, I'm going to own a big sports bar. What? Did I misquote it? I've got it on silent, so.
I always forget Yasmin Bleeth is in this.
This is before South Park, before the first season of South Park. They were in between doing everything here. They were doing, they were going back to their trailers, and they were cutting out the cardboard pieces for the original pilot episode of South Park. Excuse me. I mean, you know what I meant.
Yeah, and some of the voices that they use in South Park show up in this.
Yeah, there's some voices.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
That is literally what I said.
That's whatever. There's also, they do the voices.
You know, I hear that some of the voices are in. I hope everyone's ready for an hour of just us going back and forth with the same joke.
I'm okay with it. It's no big deal. I'll be entertained.
We're doing this for us anyways. I mean, let's be honest.
This is just us doing it.
I mean, we are on iTunes now.
On iTunes. Search for The Blobcast. I told my mom, she was real excited. I was like, Mom, I'm on iTunes. Like, that's kind of a big thing, I think. I'm sure everybody can get on iTunes if they want to. I'm sure it's not that hard. But still, that's pretty exciting. And she was like, oh, well, I'll go take a look at it. And then she saw that we have the little explicit tag on there. Because every once in a while, we might say a dirty word. So we're just covering ourselves. Shit. And she wasn't happy that I am a part of something explicit.
Well,
so you're an enabler, Jim. Those were some big old things. I don't even think I would be that good at basketball. Like, I'm not good at any sports. Like, they say on here that this is, you know, like, anybody can do it. Like, that lazy person can end up being the big sports star. Like, I'm really lazy, and I don't even think that I could be a sports star.
Maybe you could be good at the psych outs.
That would be probably my only thing. I would spend weeks trying to, like, figure out a really good one.
I like how these guys are supposed to be the cool guys, and one guy's got the sweater tied over his shoulder. It's like he's in the country club like, in the mid-80s.
What's the guy from Scooby? What's his name?
Scooby-Doo.
I know Scooby-Doo. Scooby, Daphne, Shaggy, Daphne, and Velma. Douchebag. What's the guy's name?
Douchebag. I don't know, Fred.
It's gonna piss me off.
Let's see.
Figure it out quick. iPhone it.
Okay. Yeah, now they're setting up the rules for the game. So this is if we wanted to play the game, we could
we could do it like
this.
We
could be paying attention right now instead of Googling who the guy was in Scooby-Doo.
What's really more important?
I don't know, but Scooby-Doo characters is the number two suggested search. Wouldn't type in Scooby-Doo. Come on, of all time. That's a bit much.
What would be number one?
Number one search of all time? Boobs?
Yeah, number one search, boobs. I was thinking just like porn. Just
XXX.
But like, I don't think that these would be like the necessary rules because they talk
Fred,
about it, you know,
I said Fred, and it's Fred Jones, apparently.
Okay, well, that's good then. We figured it out. No, but they say his the rules are like home run is behind the meatballs or whatever it is.
It's like a 3-pointer.
So like that's not something really. You could do. Yeah, that's not really a scenario that we could. I'm sure if you went online, you'd be able to find rules for, basically.
Yeah, like, I'm sure someone, like, triangulated how far that was, and...
Oh, double play, yeah. Dip in.
Double play, jackass.
This is such a good movie. Like, we need to start picking movies that I don't, like, want to watch. It was like Heavyweight, Signs of Lambs, this. Like, these are all movies that I really want to watch. We should, like, pick, like, really crappy movies.
Well, we did watch Sorority Row together, so we could we could do that.
That one, that movie was so good.
That'll...
Princess Leia was in that movie.
I forgot about that. I think this is what the podcast is going to be for everyone, is just me and Trent talking about other movies while we watch a movie that we want to watch.
Other movies that... And we're all up at the front of the video like, okay, you should really watch this movie with us. Yeah. And then we're sitting there going, okay, we should really be watching this movie instead.
So I don't even understand why they watch movies on their podcast. It doesn't make sense.
I like how they, like, Squeak, they kept him and they've put him in, like, the all three of these guys are like, best friends in real life. And he's been in two other movies besides this one with them. And he's even done some of the voices in South Park.
Chris, Satan's boyfriend. Kurios.
Yes. he was in Cannibal the Musical.
And Orgasmo.
Yep. Both really good movies. We should watch those instead. I'm right now listening to it with no audio. I'm just trying to go off with what I remember because I didn't want the audio to leak. I think we can let them know some of the technical
the technical terms
stuff.
Because we're all over it.
Yeah. Well, this is what, our third podcast? We're basically famous by now.
I don't know if you've heard, but we're on iTunes.
I don't know. My mom heard.
That's when you know you made it. Poor Squeak.
I wish we knew, like, a little short guy that we could call
Little Bitch. We used to call Kenny Little Bitch.
Okay, nobody knows who that
is. We used to call this guy Little Bitch.
Little Bitch. There's no neighborhoods that, like, do, like, little block parties and stuff like that. Like, this is...
They would if we...
Let's just talk about everything that doesn't really happen.
I told you,
the
alternate, like, title of this podcast is, we're going to ruin the movie for you.
Agree. You can't really clone dinosaurs, okay, guys?
You got your Jurassic Park reference in.
Yes!
Yeah, like, you don't need a blowtorch to make what he just made.
Yeah.
Oh, the old bait and switch. You're a little bitch.
I really like this movie. This is, like, so much dead air just because I'm, like, rewatching this movie. I like it so much. In South Park news, I guess we can... I'll go into this. I told you a little bit about it, Jim, earlier. But Microsoft had their big gaming conference today. And Matt and Trey were there to unveil their new game, their new South Park game. And it was pretty good. They the game looks really cool. They... As soon as Trey gets out there, he immediately starts ripping on Xbox. It was really funny. Yeah.
I do like the name of their team is Shirts. I thought that was...
The skins.
And I remember, speaking of those situations, I remember in junior high, like those pickup games of football, It's like, all right, shirts versus skins. And it's like, I don't want to play. Like, if I'm skins, yeah, I'm out.
Right, I'll just sit over here.
Nobody wants that.
Well, some people do. But they all watch my YouTube channel. By the way, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/BigTrenton.
Just had to get that in there.
You can see videos of me drinking beer, reviewing beer, with my shirt off. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Stereotypical big money Texan. We're not talking.
I know we're not talking because we're like enjoying this movie. Is that a crime?
But I feel like if we only did bad movies, then, you know, we'd be even more like Mystery Science Theater.
Probably. And yeah, we're not trying to copy.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
We're just... Oh yeah, I've never seen it. We're our own thing, okay?
No one has ever had this idea before. We also invented podcasts. No one
ever. It's true. Mm-hmm. Aren't we the first ones?
That's why we're on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. That's, yep. We run iTunes. We're the most searched name on iTunes. It's us, like Madonna, and then us again.
And then Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
That's, I know.
Have you seen the music video? Have you seen the music video?
I haven't seen the official music video. I've seen the video of like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and all those people dancing around to it.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm talking about. Hey, Real Big Fish? Side note: this band is one of my all-time favorite bands of all time. All-time favorite bands of all time. Okay, it has two all-times in it. That's how much I like them. I've actually seen them live in concert. Yeah.
I didn't picture you as a ska band fan.
Really, I'm not. It's just that they're the only ones that I like. Like, I feel so out of, like, whenever I went there, I felt so out of place. Everyone was like moshing and everything. And I was like, I'm just going to stand here in the corner and listen to the music. I don't want to, like, rub up against sweaty people. And this is, like, whenever Katie and I were still, you know, dating, I guess, and she was like, well, let's get up to the front, you know, because it was like one of my, I don't go to many concerts because I don't like that big kind of crowd like that, and so she was like, let's get up to the front, we gotta get up to the front so we can see him really good. And I was like, I don't really, I'm good back here, I really am. She's like, no, let's go. And so we went up and we pushed our way to the front, and it was like people rubbing up on us and people moshing around us. It was awful.
I think it's great that they got Al Michaels and Bob Costas in this movie. Like,
there's so many cameos, like, in this movie. There's a lot of really good...
Not that it wouldn't be as funny, but like the fact that they had two real sports commentators just made it even better.
Why don't we have, like, real cheerleaders dress? I was watching that a while ago.
That's out of control.
The girls in lingerie. Why don't we have that in real sports?
They do have the best team name ever. The Beers.
I agree. See, like this field, like, I don't know what half of this stuff is that's out on the field, the little ramps and everything. Those don't come into play ever in the movie,
I think
they?
It's where the different spots where you can shoot from. Like, the single, double, triple, home run spots, I think.
Maybe you're
I'm
right.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. I mean, last time I was with Matt and Trey, they told me that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
You can tell that's the 90s from those outfits.
My goodness, this is graphic. No wonder we're explicit. We're wanting y'all to watch this film.
Sorry.
Just in case my mom's watching or listening. Sorry, I forget this is audio. Listening.
Well, she could be watching the movie. I doubt it. She could be. But...
yeah, I kind of doubt it as well. This does not seem like a mom type movie.
It's not a good situation to... in high school, I got a minor in possession, and then the next night, my dad had rented Old School. And so we were watching it, and we're laughing, and my mom just has this, "This isn't funny."
That's because you were a bad kid.
You know what?
You were...
outside of that, I'm going to be real here. I only got one detention, and that was because I refused to bring a pencil to math class. I hate pencils. I hate the way they feel.
How else can you... how else can you show your work and make sure that it's...
to erase.
You could be cheating.
I was the smartest kid in class. I wasn't cheating.
Says you. Okay. Says the guy who went to detention. They don't send a smart kid to detention.
They did that time.
Trust me. I never went.
They didn't figure the corrective efforts were worth it. Just let him go.
Just let him sit in there in the class. He needs it.
I forgot it was a...
Doesn't ignite. I wish they did stuff like that. Like, they had to have seen that coming, right? That's what the eggs would be used for?
I think that's the joke.
Is so. What the joke is? Yeah, okay. That's the joke. Get this man a hot dog. Such a good movie. By the way, if you're not watching this...
you are missing out.
Just stop... what you're doing now and go rent it.
Really, yeah.
Just buy it. It's a good one. Do they have this on Blu-ray yet? This would be a good one to own on Blu-ray.
There's a lot of little jokes that they don't play up very much. And I love that the losers of the championship game get the loser shirts and losers hats.
I wonder if you could find... one of those shirts. I always think about the movie, the memorabilia and everything. And I was like, I wonder if you could find that's obscene. Look at that. That's gross. I wonder if you could find one of those losers shirts. I'd wear that around all the time.
One. It looks like it was made with word art.
I want it to
from
be
the movie.
The real one. Yeah, from the movie.
Well, what if I made it for you and told you it was from the movie?
Okay. Then I wouldn't know.
Then we're good. I know.
Would you make a fake autograph by Trey Parker?
I'm getting you for your wedding.
And like a lipstick mark or something. that's not really him in
what?
That hot tub. That was a dummy. Yeah.
You just ruined the movie for me.
That's what I do. Jim and Trent ruin movies.
I like
jingle
it.
Now, by the way. Yep.
Ruin movies.
Trent and Jim ruin movies. There's a joke in here. And I think it's coming up. It might be later on. But I still use it to this day, and I forget that it's from this movie, but I say it all time. It's, no, you don't. You like Taco Bell. I think it might be at the hospital that they say it. but I say that all the time. Katie will say something like, I like this. I'm like, no, you don't. You like Taco Bell. Just like the... She's really confused.
Well, she can listen to the podcast and watch the movie.
Now she knows.
And, has she listened to... Well, I guess she was there. Never mind.
She was there.
People have told me that they've subscribed and downloaded, but no one has told me anything about it, so that makes me nervous.
Oh, that's not good. By the way, if you've made it this far into the
Thank
podcast,
you.
Congratulations. Go to Twitter... and hashtag our secret word, butt hugging.
I was going to say Taco Bell, but I guess that'd be too confusing.
That would be so confusing. I think yeah. Butt hugging. Hashtag butt hugging.
I'm just going to hashtag every tweet like that.
I really want butt hugging to
Let's make it trending, guys.
A trending topic. Yeah.
I will tweet as the Blobcast right now.
Right now. Hashtag butt hugging.
That's.
Well, I'm retweeting it for sure. By the way, we have a Twitter.
At the Blobcast.
This is how I want to do my last will and testament, like a video one, to make it really creepy.
Is hugging an N, an apostrophe, or a G?
You know what? Well, you can't do an apostrophe, because if you do any of that, it breaks the hashtag.
But I feel like it's butt hugging. It's not butt hugging. I don't know. What do you think?
It's whatever, Jim. Okay?
Tweet.
I don't know. Don't ask a dyslexic person to choose how to spell something.
I did.
Did you do it? Okay, good. Like I was saying before, I wasn't being listened to. I want to do my last will and testament like this.
Yeah?
Yes. I want to, like, do a video one where I, like, have all my possessions and I can be like, I bequeath this to Jim. I'm going to make sure everything is bequeathed because queef is a hilarious word.
It's queef, not queef.
Oh, whoops. Not stupid, Jim.
agree to disagree.
Okay, Jim, this is last will and testament. What are you leaving me right now? If you were to die, you're going to leave me something. You're going to leave me one thing. What is it?
My South Park DVDs.
Oh, that would be really good. I like it. I'll leave you... Oh, damn. I'll leave you... I'm not going to leave you my computer. I'm sorry. It's going to be donated to science. I'll leave you my PlayStation.
That'll work.
That'll work? Okay.
Good. We got that settled. It's on the record.
Whoa. I just got to kill you. I mean...
Then we just need to get this podcast notarized. I don't know if that's the thing.
If you end up dead, I mean, I'm going to bring this up. Like, Moses, I'm going to be like, he promised me this. I deserve this, Melissa.
I forgot about all the double entendre.
Sexual and stuff.
She's a... Yeah.
Oh, she's really laying the carpet. Oh, I thought they were going to have sex. Oh.
And you think with Jenny McCarthy...
But why is she wearing... Probably. She probably would.
When she's not...
She's a
too busy refusing to immunize kids.
Yeah. Okay, keep your political views to yourself.
We're getting real.
Right?
We're going to make dick jokes and talk about the controversial topics.
I wouldn't want anything else.
Black socks.
This is kind of weird. This is weird doing this with you so far away. It's weird. Like, I want to reach out to you. I want you to know that I'm here. And I feel like we should be drunk.
So if you're not watching, there's some really scantily clad cheerleaders and Al Michaels just keeps... Yeah.
Some lazy boy. Just trusty ball.
Oh, that's so gross.
You've never done that?
No, I've never even done chewing tobacco.
Huh. I have. I've done the little packets. That's not chewing packets. Tobacco.
That's snuff or dip or whatever you want to call it. I've
done
that.
Dip, yeah. That's the same stuff, right?
No.
Okay, fine.
Well, like, it's more dry and just cut different. And...
You know what? Keep your drugs to yourself.
The drug cast.
Drug cast? So we talk about all the drugs that we do?
The craziest thing we ever did was a wintergreen pouch of Skull.
I think that was when I tried.
Nailed it. I went to a small town too, man. Apparently we all do the same stuff. That's offensive.
Let's see it behind his back. Oh, what's that?
It's fat suction out of Marlon Brando's ass.
I want a Jufro.
Yeah.
Okay, he still drinks it. At one point, is like a psych out, like, too much? You know, like, if you're actually like physically contacting the person, like, I feel like the milk thing is a little too far. Like, that's just, that's distracting. That's tough.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a psych out.
Yeah.
Was this a free chicken night, I think?
Free range chicken night, yeah. And then he's going to sign it in the back. Anyway, little sound effect of a pen actually writing.
Classic.
They're all scrambling, trying to catch all the chickens. Did people just not take them home with them? That's what they got for free. It's not like whenever it's bobblehead night that they leave all the bobbleheads behind.
And then they got the big chicken vacuum.
It's not really a vacuum.
What is it?
It's more of a chicken shredder. Oh, no. If you, there it goes.
Gross. It's what chicken is poo.
Oh, gross. He put poop on his mouth.
That guy was on Heroes.
Was he really? I didn't watch Heroes, so I don't think I'd know.
I like the New Jersey team a lot. They're funny.
I like the Texas team.
Yeah, that guy right there. Mainly he was on Heroes.
He wasn't the Asian one, was he? Oh, I don't like this.
Ah,
that hurts me.
He's biting down on foil to freak out the shooter. I guess we haven't even explained the rules of basketball.
No, not really. Like I said, watch the movie.
It's called Google.
It's called YouTube. You could probably find the entire movie on YouTube if you tried hard enough. There's a San Francisco, the fairies. That's where I'm going for my honeymoon.
I think
Jim.
I did.
Did you know that? Yeah. That's where I'm going.
This Texas team, the San Antonio Defenders, or the Dallas one? That's a loosely veiled Jerry Jones owner. Or thinly veiled, that's the...
This is offensive.
We're Texans, this is offensive.
Yeah.
No.
We're not like that, okay? No. We're not trailer trash. This is my favorite Psycho.
Cuts off his finger with some snips. Yep.
With some snips. I think those are pruning shears, actually.
Jim and Trent discuss hardware and movies you love.
That looks like... And that's a fake... That's a fake hand. Really?
I thought it was a stunt hand.
Yeah, it's not his real hand. Stunt hand!
That's an orgasmo reference.
Oh. Stunt hand. I thought we were just going to leave in some Easter eggs so they could figure it out, you know?
42.
Isn't that how we do it? We leave in the Easter eggs? There you
go. That's your Easter egg.
What?
I don't know. Google 42. It. I don't know.
I think this
I think
Taco Bell reference coming up.
Dude, don't you like Taco Bell?
You're going to start saying that now. This is one of my favorite scenes coming up. This little montage of hanging out with the kid. That's definitely one of my favorite scenes. We're all gonna die. This week. They should make a sequel to this. I don't know what they would do.
I don't know either, but it would be fantastic.
It would be epic. Making all that fresh stuff for it.
I know,
me too. The line. I'm just like... It may not even be this part. I'm so confused on where it is. I haven't seen this.
So everybody, we're just going to be quiet until we hear the line.
We're just going to be quiet until that happens. Alright, guys. Fast forward if you want to. We're joking. We're not really. Just going to be quiet.
So, right there when he makes his first wish about big game hunting, I don't know if they're referencing this, but an actual Make-A-Wish child wished to go big game hunting, and they took him out, and it caused such like a media, thing with animal rights groups and everybody else that they don't do that again. So I don't know if they're referencing that. In that joke, or
and there was a point in Patch Adams where they did kind of a big game hunt. There was that elderly couple that wanted to do the big game hunt, and they just do a whole bunch of balloon animals.
It's Remember? Been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Oh, well, that's the next one we watch, Patch Adams. No, I don't know that movie. I should. That's a really good movie. How about y'all watch that one without us, okay?
Let us know how it goes. Eating the sandwiches with those oily hands.
Have you ever had an oriental massage?
Is that what you want to do for your bachelor party?
That sounds great. That sounds way better than Six Flags.
I'm not paying for a happy ending, though.
I can do it myself.
Thanks, but no thanks.
So bad.
Okay, drink every time there's a fight. That's such a bad idea. Especially with shots.
Mm-hmm.
And tequila.
I've never done shots like that where you have the salt on your hand and you squeeze the lemon in your mouth. Or the lime. I've never done shots like that.
I've tried it once. I wasn't a big fan.
That's why you're still alive today, I think.
Uh-oh. This is where Squeak meets his admirer.
She is such a...
She is a handsome woman.
Now, okay. Is that a real girl, or is that a guy dressed as a girl? Do you want to find out?
Not really.
No. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not your job. Which one do you hope it is?
Both.
Both. Okay. Speaking of transgender, throw out some more news. Throw out some more news for
this
you.
This is weird. Go on.
the newly crowned Miss Universe, I already forgot where she's from, but the newly crowned Miss Universe said in part of her little question that she had to answer that she thinks that transgendered individuals should be able to be part of the competition for Miss Universe.
Isn't that special?
Well, there you go. See, you learned a little something today. You thought you were just going to hear us talk about dicks and farts the whole time.
You'd be wrong.
But mostly right. I'm starting to think that that wasn't real.
He's really drunk.
Have you ever been really drunk and had to be somewhere, like, important? Like the situation where he has to be, you know, at the game, if you had to, like, do something, you're really drunk or hungover really bad?
Not really.
Okay.
That run. Like, that's a real shed in the stadium. Like, there's stuff in
it. Yeah, like, it actually has, like, stuff in it.
Oh, there she is again.
She's so hot.
I really hope y'all are watching also, this movie.
Yeah, because if not, y'all are stupid.
There you go.
I've also noticed like a lot of product placement in this, more than I've noticed in the past. Like I saw they had some Coors glasses earlier. Sorry, I noticed those things now.
We can try to get some product placement, some advertisers. Like
Coors Light, the beer of choice for the
ball. This Diet Sundrop was delicious.
Tootsie Roll Pops.
Pizza.
I got nothing else. I don't got nothing to say about them except they're fucking good. Why? So, if you're just now tuning in, they're looking for the kid had the Make-A-Wish. They went there, and he wasn't in the bed that he's supposed to be at. And the lady's like, no. They moved him next door. And so they went next door, and that's where the morgue was. And that was miscommunication on their part. And so then they went to the other side of the next door, and that's where he was. That's me ruining a joke, by the way. I take it a little bit too far.
It's okay.
No, it's good. This is the scene where the... No, you don't. You like Taco Bell is. I'm almost 20% positive.
They turn into doctors at this point.
Yeah. Where are those little heart paddle thingies that George Clooney uses?
Yeah.
There it is.
Claire!
Chase with a pulse in his foot. No.
Ew.
Soiled laundry. That just means it has dirt all over it, right? Like the soil, right?
Yep.
I didn't kill.
Yeah.
This is such a slapsticky scene. Just like, God, I think I was wrong about
it's not the Taco Bell line again. Actually, it's.
We have to re-record this whole podcast now. Kill. Cut on tape. Is that like a kangaroo thing?
Aww.
What's it look like?
I think this is the scene.
Don't get my hopes up.
Everyone listening is on pins and needles, on the edge of their seat.
For that one line. Like, after that line happens, everyone's like, well, I'm done here.
Thanks for listening.
And me, I don't even have my audio on, so I'm just, like, watching their lip, their mouth. So whenever I see Taco Bell, I think I'll know it.
Might not be this one.
It has to be. It has to be this one. But it's got to be whenever he comes back in the room. I don't know. You really should be watching this movie. How many times have we said that during
Too many.
They use some of the same voices.
Oh, yeah?
From South Park in this. Yeah.
There's a WikiHow on basketball rules. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? We should do a... Next time that we're together, we should play basketball.
Yeah, you should come down
together
here.
For my vlog, and it'll be a cross-promotional thing between the Big Trenton vlog and the Blobcast. Cross-promotion.
I have a basketball court at my apartment complex, so we can do this.
Do you have a Lazy Boy basketball?
Not now, but I can make one.
Do you have a blowtorch? you have to have one, apparently. Didn't have a dance. I don't think it's in this scene either. I don't think it's in this movie.
Nope, not this scene, sorry.
I'm really confused if it's even in this movie. Yeah, it is in this movie, isn't it? Are you sure? How sure are you?
99.9% sure.
99.999?
I don't know about that. Because that's really, really sure. I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
Oh, here's something about this scene. Whenever I first saw this, I didn't know who Ty Cobb was. And later on, I was watching something on the History Channel or something like that, and they mentioned Ty Cobb's, and I was like, oh, basketball! it finally clicked, like that joke, the Ty Cobb's bat. That's how, like, again, let's talk about how bad I am at sports and how much I don't watch sports.
So we may have missed it. I found the dialogue for the quote.
Great. It happens really quick. We may have missed it. Just fantastic. When was it? Out of curiosity.
They talk about going to the hospital. And he's like, oh, I'll go to the hospital. I love hospitals. And he's like, no, you don't. You love Taco Bell.
It's towards actually the very beginning. It's whenever they first meet the Make-A-Wish kids. Man.
Yeah, we're dumb. Maybe we'll edit that in later for everybody. We'll find an audio clip.
No. We're too lazy. We won't. Just think there's that one person who's watching this who caught it at that right scene. It's just been listening to this bitch about it the entire time.
What a bunch of jackasses.
Those idiots. That was so long ago. Morons. I don't think he tried very hard.
Piss poor.
And now he's got the sad face on. Piss poor. So, for topic wise, okay? What sports did you play? Just so we're talking here.
I played Little League Baseball.
I never played T-ball.
I just played...
Never played T-ball.
And then when I grew up in junior high and high school, I played everything. I did football, sixth through high school. I did basketball. I did track, tennis, golf. We never had enough people for a baseball team, but I would have played baseball if we had it.
You
should
everything.
See my letter jacket. It's pretty impressive.
Do you still own your letter jacket? You still have it? That's embarrassing.
It is, the letter is filled because I have all those sports. I did wrestling 1 year. Yeah, I forgot about wrestling.
You did wrestling?
Yeah, I did one act play. Yeah.
That's really gay.
UIL.
People who do theater. Yep. Super gay.
I did UIL. And FFA.
Mm-hmm.
Any extracurricular my school offered, I did.
Choir.
Have choir. We didn't have a band when I was there.
Were you a part of the student council?
I didn't have a student council when I was there.
I was president of my entire student council my sophomore year.
I was president of the senior class.
Yep. I was too, my senior year. But sophomore year, I was head of the entire thing. Think about that, okay?
All those people in Clyde,
Texas. Usually seniors. We're not going to talk about where I'm from, okay? Now everyone knows where I was from. They can go and look up and see the statue of me if they wanted to, and that's just embarrassing.
You wish.
I wish it wasn't true. It's embarrassing having to make appearances there every parade and everything.
I think you're talking about the line for Psych Out. That was the line. He hits him with a huge chunk of wood and just starts beating him down.
It's a good Psych Out.
Yeah, is it the...
Isn't that the Great Gatsby?
I think it's the Horse Whisperer. They said the one they call the Whisperer.
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, it's a...
He plays the book on tape of the Horse Whisperer and puts somebody to sleep.
So you're going to ask me what sports I played?
What sports did you play, Trent?
Oh, wow, you took me off guard there. I wasn't prepared. I played some T-ball. I played a little bit of real baseball, but then I got hit, and I never played again. Because I'm that person that if I get hurt, I'm never going to do that again. That's not me. We talked about it on Heavyweights. I hate you. And then I played basketball or Little Dribblers, and I jammed my fingers. I caught the ball. Like Wolverine would catch it if I jammed my fingers, and so I'd never played that again. And then I was third string backup in football.
Man, you're
pretty exciting. I'm very athletic.
Yeah. How do you define very athletic? Very. Pokemon isn't a sport.
Are you kidding me? It's a strategy sport, it's a okay? Game. You're a game.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. You don't make any sense. This is also a very good Psych Out. You know what there needs to be? Like, maybe not like a real like sports league of basketball, but maybe like how the Globetrotters travel around and just, you know, like goof off. Like maybe like there should be like a basketball thing that just goes around.
I would love that. That would be an awesome job.
Let's start that. Why don't we start that? That just sounds so smart. What are you doing?
I was asking my dad if he's listened to the first podcast yet, and he said that we did good.
Oh, that's sweet. There's a shout out to Jim's dad. How's it going, Jim's dad? He's already turned off this one by now. By the way, if you've made it this far into the podcast, # butthugging. How did that start again?
We were talking about it when he came down. And your receiver was, I think it was like a kickoff or a punt. He wouldn't kneel, and you're like, if he wasn't butt hugging over there, he would have fair catch. I was like, what?
That's right. See, I'm terrible at sports.
He said the back and forth was almost perfect. We're giving. He's going to be listening to this one. Well, I'm not going to talk to you anymore if you're just going to read off all the text messages.
The back and forth was almost perfect. What do you mean by that? What's that supposed to mean?
I'm very insecure, Dad.
Like, what's that supposed to mean? Y'all's back and forth is almost perfect. But there's those times that you talk, and it's like...
Eh. I've heard you for 20-something years.
Well, that trick guy, he's funny.
That does not sound like that at all.
So you, I know. I'm giving your dad a character voice. He's a scat man.
I think one podcast we should just sing the soundtrack to the movie.
That would be so good. We need to do a good one like Grease or like the South Park musical.
Oh, that would be...
The South Park movie? Just sing the whole thing?
That movie is amazing.
I don't know if at home you can tell that we are huge South Park and anything that these guys do. I'm ready for the Book of Mormon to come to Austin. They are on tour
original cast?
Right now. I don't know if it's the original cast or not.
Yeah, I guess
probably not. True. I bet the original cast is still in New York. But yeah, they are starting to do the tour of it. And it's going to be in San Francisco a month before I'm there. And then it's gone like a few weeks before we get there. So I'm not going to get to see it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to San Francisco. It's okay. I told Katie we should just change the wedding date. Just for that. We don't have to tell anyone, it's just for that. They have some of the best looking cheerleaders.
They do. I love you, wife.
What?
I'm covering my ass, okay? That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. I love you, Jim's wife, also. It's funny because we wear the same shirts, just like Reamer does with the flashing lights. You can't see them because you are listening to this, but we have our names lit up on our shirts. Yeah, you're not seeing that though. That's how I looked whenever I found out I was on iTunes.
I was super excited when I saw us on iTunes. It's like, even though I know that as long as you meet their guidelines, anyone can be in the directory. Secret of the trade, giving away all our secrets here.
Shush.
I'll edit that out.
Don't let them. Okay, good.
We don't do editing here, folks.
No.
We're not here to work.
Editing's for losers. Here's a dick joke coming up, by the way.
Yep.
That's Mr.
First Griffin. South Park voice, ladies and gentlemen.
They do the voices of some of the characters.
And there's the dick joke.
It'd be fun to be in one of these type of movies, like with your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
That's what That's what we're gonna do.
We'll be in movies together? Okay.
Right?
I guess, sure.
If Hollywood's listening...
we're available. We would have a... What would our movie be about? Would it be about our like rush to fame? Or it'd be like a mockumentary.
That would be a lot of
kind
fun.
Of thing.
I would like to film something like that
about us being on iTunes. Just this like this big long documentary of us just,
you know, when I woke up and realized I could search and there I was in iTunes. I knew I had made it. And it plays some like easy listening music, and then it pans like our hometown, and then they start doing interviews with people that we knew.
My mom, like, at first I didn't really approve of the explicitness of their blobcast. And then they shoot to your dad. I really like the way that they almost synced up their voices and everything.
He got back to me. It wasn't that our voices weren't syncing. Oh. It was the gaps in conversation. Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Why not?
Can I call him Dad too? Is that okay? Cool.
I don't think
we're basically brothers. We're brothers from another mother. You're blonde and I'm blackheaded.
I'm Aryan.
That's racist.
So Raven. That was bad.
That was bad. Your jokes are bad and you should feel bad.
I do. Sad.
Playway of the year. So, I used to have this track.
I know you gave it to me, and
I
burned
would play
it.
Oh, I did.
Or ripped it rather.
And I've driven and pretended like this was for me, you know.
Look out ahead, there's a truck changing lanes.
There's a truck changing lanes. You got some yellow crumbs on your
what's
upper
on your
lip.
Go away.
And they'll like, go away. And let's just start using topical cream every day. But yeah, I've done this in the car before.
I've
just driving around.
You sick. I really need this as a ringtone now.
It would be really nice, wouldn't it? I want Scatman. Now that I've like heard that song again, I like that. Beep, bop, boop, bop, bop. That'd be a great ringtone.
Oh no.
Are you looking it up?
I thought I heard my phone ringing.
Oh, I thought you were looking it up. I'm thinking about looking it up. Bop, boop, bop, bop.
I think what we should do for the Blobcast Twitter is anytime we see a celebrity talking about something that they're doing, we could just say, or you could be listening to the Blobcast. Just spam celebrities.
Miley Cyrus is talking about she's had some sleepover, and it's like, or I could be.
Or do the fake retweet. Yeah, you just
fake retweet.
You create a tweet and you just put RT like it's a retweet, but it's not. Not that we would do something like that, guys.
That's cheating. That's cheating. Let's do it. let's make it President Obama.
Don't question if
we
see a bunch
us.
Of retweets from us soon.
By the way, I'm looking up Scatman. And my last search on iTunes was the podcast. And we're there.
I don't know if you've heard.
I don't know if you've heard, but...
Man,
It's the Blobcast and the Blastcast. Whoever those
man,
losers
I can't believe
are.
They got the guy from Unsolved Mysteries. His voice is so... Yeah.
So good.
Someone's playing solitaire on one of the computers.
I found it.
I heard.
I think I'll have to get that later. 99 cents for his... He's a scat man! Did you ever watch... I mean, did you used to watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
My parents would watch it like it was... Like, Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, like, it was like, okay, today's Thursday, let's go and watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, it was some good stuff. Creepy stuff.
It was some creepy stuff. I liked it whenever they had, like, the paranormal-y type of Unsolved Mysteries, and not, like, the... There's a murderer out there, he could be next door where you live.
Shit's a lot more scary.
Yeah. The Asian guy. That's whenever we first put up our podcast and we had a whole bunch of visitors on our site. That's how we felt. Yeah, that's how I felt like.
We're gonna get some more listeners.
I know we will.
Everyone's gonna tell their friends, and they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends.
But what if I don't have two friends?
Oh.
Forever alone. I just want to be in the audience.
I just want to be famous.
Man, that'd be so good to be famous. You know what I'd be doing right now if I was famous?
Not some shitty podcast?
No. I would probably still be doing this shitty podcast with you, Jim. No matter what.
Okay.
No matter what. We'd have better production value, that's for sure.
Yeah, we wouldn't be worried about the audio. And
someone else
stuff.
Would be editing it, and all those dead spaces earlier would be filled up with something. Somebody would add in sound effects or something.
Boink!
Boink!
We'd have a producer, that's for sure.
It would be M. Night Shyamalan. We'd have him, produce our podcast.
Director. We were watching Heavyweights the whole time. Every time.
What a twist.
Oh, man.
That'd be so good.
Bruce Willis was dead. What?
Can we get him? Can we get
him? See, that's why we need a producer. So we can be like, hey, Steve, can we get him on the phone? Can we get him on the phone? Thank you. And then we wait, and then we start talking to him.
That'd be so good. Is his phone number in the phone book?
Probably not.
What if I Googled M. Night Shyamalan, if I could spell his name, if I Googled his number, what would pop up? We'll just call whatever number pops up. M.
Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalama ding dong. Night Shyamalan's phone number. I don't know why no one thought of this.
I still don't understand this scene.
It's so weird. Bad news, his phone number's not on the Google search. I tried. This was like their halftime show, right?
Yeah.
This is something... No matter, like, how close friends me and you are, Jim, if we're ever in a movie where we have to kiss, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to kiss you.
I see how it is. You kissed all those other boys.
You need to stop spreading rumors right now, sir. I told you that in confidence. It's really hard to take that guy seriously in a pineapple suit.
Agreed.
Here's a fun fact. I had pineapples for lunch today.
Yeah?
This is going to be like, this podcast is slowly going to turn into like the I love the 90s kind of thing where it's like pops up like random facts during the movie. Random fact, Trent had pineapples for lunch today. And regular apples too.
Is that what you call apples? Is regular apples?
Regular apples. Well, there's pineapples, and then there's...
Well, yeah. Apples, comma, pine.
I don't know what that's supposed to... I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Like, if you're... Nothing. You're just stupid.
That's so rude.
That's so Raven.
So Raven. Yeah.
I beat you to the shitty joke.
First joke ever. For our 20th episode, we'll be watching 3 episodes of that. So Raven. That's what we should do. Just watch, I'm serious, like, just really cruddy, like, Disney shows or something.
Yeah.
And just Mystery Science Theater, then. Not that I know what that is.
That's a pretty awesome fireworks display.
It is very nice, especially for an indoor fireworks display, which is probably a fire hazard.
Most likely.
Trent and Jam ruin movies. Would never happen. You could never do it like that.
Fake.
Fake.
You're a phony.
This is where they kiss. You ready for it?
No. It's too much.
It's hot.
That's hot.
This is the hottest guy-on-guy action I've ever seen. This is whenever Jim's dad stops listening right here. Click.
What is he...
I don't know what he's clicking. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
So gross. So gross.
Yeah.
I wonder how many takes they had to do. See, that's the thing.
I don't know. I couldn't do it with you, man. I'm sorry.
Maybe some other time, okay?
If you get me drunk enough.
You gotta wine you and dine you first?
Yeah. I'm no hussy. I'm gonna bring back hussy.
Hussy?
Yep.
Where did the midgets come from? Can I get a shirt like that?
That would be awesome.
You think they can make that?
Oh, yeah.
See, nobody's using the ramps.
Squeak just did.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he literally just did.
Hey, he's finally okay with it. They've all grown as characters.
Yeah, a little more three-dimensional. hero's journey. Friends become enemies. Enemies become friends. No.
Thought that kid was dead by now.
Yeah, it's called a movie.
Is it? Is that what this is called?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. South Park voice coming up.
They use some of the voices in this. That was Cartman, by the way.
Yep.
I want one of those hats.
Who?
The beer hats?
That'd be awesome.
There's got to be some movie memorabilia floating around from this.
Nah.
I guess you're right. You bring up a good point.
I say nay.
This is it.
This is for all the marbles.
Oh, no. This is the worst thing that could happen. Lazy boy deflated.
I just can't handle this. It's too emotional.
Shut up. Uh-oh.
It's the Intimidator.
Isn't he dead?
Yes, he is.
Didn't he die in a fiery crash?
I don't know how fiery it was.
It was a crash, though, right?
Yes, he did.
That's depressing, huh?
Yeah, way to bring it down.
That guy's dead.
Wow.
He died doing the thing that he loved.
I guess that's true. Still depressing.
Super depressing. What if we? What if
Jim
we
and Trent ruin movies?
Jim and Trent ruin movies. I'm trying to do. Never mind. You don't watch Community. Never mind. I
watch sometimes.
No. There's characters called Troy and Abed, and
yeah, go, I know.
I do, and they have this talk show that they do every once in a while. This
called
made up
Jim
talk.
And Trent ruin movies.
No, called Troy and Abed in the morning, and they'll go Troy and Abed in the morning, as well as doing Trent and Jim ruin movies. Okay, just never, I'm not going to explain it anymore.
I think you just explained everything you needed.
I'm unsubscribing.
I'm going to phone it in from now on.
I hope. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Hey, you need to watch Language.
Excuse me. Hey, we're explicit for a reason. So I can do this.
I guess so.
Do you think he's going to make it?
I really don't know. You know what? I think he'll miss it, and then they'll get the tip in, and then they're going to miss that, and then they make that after that. Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait. He missed it. Uh-oh.
Up.
Goes for it again.
Miss.
He sets it up.
Nope. That's not a swish, Trent.
Is that not one of the swishes?
No, because it hit.
I've been non-swishing my entire life. Crap.
Swishes when it hits, in the words of NBA Jam, nothing but net.
So if it hits something besides net?
Yeah, if it hits the rim, it's not a swish.
Then it's a rim job.
No, that's something else.
It's something else.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary.
Okay, I'll look it up. I've got a lot to learn.
Yeah, you do. Kids these days.
Thought it was a rim job or a blue waffle or something.
Just missed Bob Costas's best line in the movie.
What was it? Was it Taco Bell?
No, when Al Michaels is like, it's so exciting, or something like that, and Bob Costas is like, you're excited, feel these nipples. And then Al Michaels goes, no, you love Taco Bell.
I can't believe we missed that
line. I know, we're such dumbasses. Jim and Trent ruined movies. It's okay, Reamer. Because you're going to get Jenny McCarthy.
And that's not that bad.
No. I mean, it's good enough for Jim Carrey.
I guess that's true. Is that who he's married to?
I'm pretty sure. I feel like I need to look that up now.
I feel like you need to verify. That's some pretty tall accusations.
I need to chill.
It's that sports legend. This is the climax of the movie, everyone.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if it was his wife, but they're not together anymore.
Oh, that's sad. What to bring everybody down, Jim?
Yeah, I'm the one that's bringing everyone down.
Jeez.
Sorry, now I'm reading about him and Jenny McCarthy on the.
I don't have your fucking ball! Callback. In the comedy world, that's called a callback, everybody.
Yep.
That's a joke that was made once and then brought back.
Oh, that's what a callback is.
Yeah.
I would have been happy just playing the guy in the keg suit.
That would have been pretty good.
Team that blah, 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 blah.
And think, somewhere there's that sitting in, like, a garage somewhere.
Maybe. It might have just gotten destroyed somewhere.
I would hope not. So patriotic.
Yep, this is the most patriotic movie ever.
It really is. That and Team America.
Just... Oh, man. Next episode.
Well, if you were following along with us with the movie, you just realized that that is the end of the movie. And, yeah. I hope that you enjoyed this one. This one was kind of weird because we're doing this a little differently than normal. I think we're going to get used to it, and we'll be able to make everything better.
Yes, follow the Twitter.
Yeah, do that.
Subscribe.
That's twitter.com/blobcast or something.
Yep, subscribe to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't have a sign-off. That could be our sign-off.
What's the sign-off?
We don't have a sign-off.
Oh. Yep. Until next time, spay and neuter your pets.
I hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Hey, I'll come by. I like hospitals. No, you don't. You like Taco Bell.
No, really. I went to this hospital one time in France. I got to go to this really hot chick.
Dude, that was a hostel.
Oh, yeah.